Look again, verse 2.
我们再看第二节。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a bush burning not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中，这个荆棘没有被烧毁，向摩西显现。
An angel
一个使者
is a messenger who bears a message.
使者呢，就是带来信息的人。
An angel of the Lord is an angel who has a message from God.
所以神的天使就是从神那边带来信息的使者。
The message is for me.
这个信息是给我的。
If I knew that, that this mailman is coming from God, I would really want to open that mail.
如果我知道这个邮差是从神来的，那么我一定想要打开这封邮件。
But the point of this story is this.
但是这个故事的重点在于
the busyness of life.
我们生命中的忙碌
the fast-paced nature of life.
生命中那种快步节奏的本质
makes all these burning bushes so common.
让这些燃烧的荆棘成为稀松平常的事
that the angel of the Lord might be standing right in front of you and you might not recognize him.
所以呢神的使者被差遣来到你面前了可是你还没认出来
and if you keep your children
如果呢你让你的儿女
so busy
也是这么忙
then you train them to never see God's messenger.
你在对他们做的训练就是训练他们永远看不见上帝的使者。
And therefore you always prevent them from receiving the message of their, for their lives.
因此你也会拦阻他们去领受从神那边关于他们的信息。
Moses in this, in the rest of the chapter is going to be given the rest of his life by God. Sorry, let me say that again.In the rest of this chapter, Moses is going to speak to God for the first time as far as we know.
好，那这一章的下半段我们就会看见摩西开始第一次跟神对话。
God is going to meet him for the first time in Scripture and tell him the rest of his life.
神要跟摩西第一次见面说话，而且把他往后的一生的事告诉他。
If he doesn't see the bush burning and not consumed,
但是他如果没有看见那个焚而不毁的荆棘
then he will not see the messenger of the Lord.
他就看不见神的使者
and therefore he will not receive the message from the Lord.
那么他也无法从神那边领受到任何的信息
and therefore he will die as a shepherd in the wilderness and Israel remains in the bondage of Satan.
那么他一生就是以牧羊人的身份而终、啊、死在旷野而以色列继续、存留在撒旦的捆锁中
Now yesterday there was a comment a very heart-filled comment
昨天呢有一个很让我感动的这个话
of how many of us perhaps might be older in this room、
就是说在我们当中或许、很多都是比较年长的
and missed manyprecious years that perhaps could have been enjoyed more.
已经错过了人生很多的黄金时候让我们能够更多的享受生命。
How old is Moses in this passage?
但是我要问各位摩西在这段经文里面几岁啊
Is he 13?
13吗
Is he 23?
23吗
He's 80 years old.
他已经80岁了。
80 years old.
80岁。
And his life is just about to begin.
但是他的真正的人生才刚要开始。
Only now he's going to be living the life that God has created him for.
只有这时候他才要开始活神创造他要活的生命。
It's good to grieve over days gone by that were not lived to the fullest.
所以对昔日那些无法、完全活出来的生命、哀叹。这个是可以的。
But faith in God gives us the hope to live life. Tomorrow is unknown.
但是我们对神的信心可以给予我们盼望，因为明日要发生什么事，我们还不知道。
If you are able to see the angel, you receive the message.
如果你能够看见神的使者，领受到他的信息，
then you can take hold of your life and live it, no matter what age you may be.
那么你就可以紧紧抓住神所给予的那个生命，真实的活出来，不管你现在几岁。
There is a condition, though.
但是有一个条件哦。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Moses sees the angel within the flaming bush.
摩西看见这个荆棘里火焰中的使者。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Moses says, I must turn aside and see this great sight.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象。
What is Moses turning aside from?
那摩西是从哪里要转过去呢？
Let me suggest he's turning from his, aside from his whole life up until this point.
这里的我要过去哈，在那原文里面有一个转哈，从一个方向转到另外一个方向。所以在这里，我想摩西是从他过去的生命到这一刻为止的这个生命转过去，转另外一个方向。
Trust me, it's quite pleasant living in the wilderness. It can be quite nice, actually.
相信我，在旷野的生活其实还不错。
That is, if you get used to it.
啊，那你习惯了以后就不错了。
You can even become comfortable. You have a nice wife. You have a few children. You have all these sheep.
啊，甚至呢，在旷野里面的生活还蛮安逸的，有个太太，然后养几个孩子，然后还有一些羊群。
You can get comfortable with less than what you would dream for.
所以呢，可能这就虽然你的梦想没有那么多的完成，不过日子还不错。
But now he sees a great sight and he turns aside from his whole life.
那现在摩西看到了这个大异象，然后从他的过去的生命呢转到另一个方向。
But if you would hope to receive the message,
但是如果你希望能够收到这个信息，
then you must allow yourself to see the paradox.
那么你一定要容许自己的眼目能够在这样的矛盾当中得以看见。
Bush burning, not consumed.
在焚烧，可是却没有烧毁。
A pillar of cloud.
云柱。
Can you follow it?
这样的东西，这样子矛盾的东西，你可以跟随吗？
Can you see it and follow it?
你能看得见并且跟随吗？
Leave the best real estate into what would be a sure death.
把那个最好的房地产留在那个必定要死亡的地方吧。
You have a great job, living a very comfortable life.
你有一份很好的工作，生活很安逸。
Can you see the paradox and can you follow it?
你看得见这个中的矛盾，而且去跟从吗？
It is the glory of God.
是神的荣耀。
And it is leading you into living the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
要带领你活出在地如在天的生活。
Torah education has this purpose.
妥拉的教育具备这样的目的。
To help you see your bondage.
能够看见你自己生命中的捆锁。
No matter how comfortable you might think you are.
不论你认为你自己目前的生活有多么的安逸。
To train you to start to go slower and see that which you hadn't recognized up until now.
要训练你放慢脚步，然后去看见你到目前没有注意到的东西。
You take appreciation in what has always been in front of your face, but you never took the time to see.
你能够好好的去享受常常在你眼目前出现的，可是过去没有时间好好的去注意它，去欣赏它。
And no matter how many times they say you are a crazy fool,
那也不管有多少次人们说你真是疯啊，你这个笨人。
Torah education is to enable you to see the paradox and follow it.
妥拉教育能够让你有能力在这样似乎矛盾的东西里面能够清楚地看见并且跟从。
And if you don't,
如果你不这样的话，
It's okay, there's no judgment.
也没关系，没有审判的。
But nothing will change.
不过呢，你的生命就回到老样子。
And God's people remain in bondage.
那神的百姓继续留在捆锁的光景里。
So the choice remains yours.
因此，决定还是在于你。
And it is a very scary thing to walk into the wilderness when summer is just around the corner.
那当
And I've never been there before.
夏天快要来到，然后要进入旷野，这有时候真的是很让人害怕的。那我自己从来没有在这个时候进到旷野去。
To see the paradox.
要能够看见矛盾处。
I have friends who will refuse to believe in the miraculous.
我有朋友呢，他们拒绝相信神迹。
Sure, they say they believe in God.
是的，他们说他们相信神。
But what you call miraculous or even demonic is just, well, you can explain it in science or whatever.
啊，但是他们说啊，你所谓的神迹啊，或者说什么邪灵啊，这个都可以用科学来解释啦。
Have a little logical thought, for heaven's sake. It's not real.
拜托拜托，要用点你的逻辑思考，这不是真的。
You have to be able to see the paradox.
但是你我的训练就是要能够在这样的矛盾当中看见
to see the pillar of cloud and fire, to see the burning bush and not consume.
能够来看见云柱、火柱以及焚而不毁的荆棘
To see it is the first step. To turn aside from your life is the second step.
所以第一步是要能看见，第二步要从自己过去的生命转向
To followis the third.
然后第三步是跟随。
After God sees,
在
verse 4,
第四节。
Please read verse 4. You are ready. Okay. After God sees that Moshe turned aside,
好，在神看见摩西转过去要看的时候，
then from within the bush, the Lord calls out, Moshe, Moshe.
就从荆棘里呼叫说摩西摩西
First you have to turn aside and then God will call to you
首先你要转过去然后神就要呼叫你
And Moses' response is Hineni
那摩西的回应就是 Hineni 我在这里
Have you ever had a voice just speaking to you out of a burning bush?
你有过就是从燃烧的荆棘里面有声音对你说话的经验吗
It's like having a wonderful meal and the place starts speaking to you.
就好像你在享受你的餐点然后那个盘子突然对你说话了。
Moshe says, here I am.
而摩西说我在这里。
God, he does not yet know what God is going to say.
这时候他还不知道神要对他说什么。
God is just about to tell him to leave everything you know in life, everything that you've built in life until now.
神即将要告诉他的说，抛下一切，抛下你过去所建造的一切。
Go back to the people who has a ransom on your head.
然后呢，回去那一群，就是有悬赏要你人头奖金的那一群百姓那里。
And set free 3 million slaves from a very prosperous life.
然后呢，从一个好像很富裕的生活形态当中来释放300万的奴隶
and bring them into the wilderness.
把他们带进旷野
Just to find God.
就光为了要找到神
Moses doesn't know any of that yet. He's about to find out.
这时候呢，摩西还不知道这一些，但是他即将要知道了
Before he knows what God is going to say,
但是在他知道神要对他说什么之前
He says, Hineni.
他先说 Hineni, 我在这里
If you say here I am to God after you know the mission you haven't said here I am
如果呢在你知道神要告诉你要对你说的这些信息这些话之后呢你说我在这里那你不是真的跟神说我在这里
Torah education is to enable a person to have faith
所以妥拉教育是要使一个人有能力在里头有信心
and courage
跟勇气
that when God calls my name
所以当神呼叫我的名字
No matter from where the source
不管是从哪个源头来的
Before I know the mission I say here I am
在我知道我的任务使命之前我就会回应说我在这里
Hineni is a beautiful word
Hineni 是一个很美的字
And everywhere in the text in the Torah where a man says or woman says to God Hineni
所以在圣经里面不管任何时候有男的女的跟神回应说我在这里
It is before they know what God is about to say
都是在他们还不知道神要对他们说什么之前
Like Abraham
像亚伯拉罕
God says Abraham, Abraham
神说亚伯兰啊亚伯兰
Before Abraham hears what he is about to say He says here I am God I will do whatever you tell me
在亚伯兰知道神要在他做什么之前，他就说：“我在这里，神啊，你说什么我就做什么。”
好 ，take your son, go over there and offer him up in flames to me.
好，你带着你的儿子到那边去，然后把他烧了献给我。
Your one and only son, whom you love so very much, that is born to you after you're 120, 150 years old.
你所唯一的，你的独生子，你相当热爱的，而且是你老到不行才生的这个儿子。
Oh, that's what you want me to do?
Oh, 这是你要我做的呀。
Oops, I said here I am a little too soon.
Oops.我说我在这里说的太快了。
But it was a test to see love.
但是这是一个爱的考验。
Now we think that in loving our children or in loving our families or our those whom we're discipling.
我们认为爱我们的儿女、我们的家人或我们所在门训的这些人。
That we are giving them life.
我们就给予他们生命。
By forcing them.To be immersed in the systems of Egypt.
借着强迫他们浸透在埃及的体系里。
But actually, they are drowning in the Nile River.
但事实上，他们是要在尼罗河里面溺毙了。
To be offered unto God is true love.
但是将他们献给神，这才是真实的爱。
First, the true love of God, and then the true love of your family.
首先是对神真实的爱。接下来，这也是对你的家人真实的爱。
To survive is not to live.
存活或光是生存，这不是真正在活。
And the Torah is asking us, can you turn aside from your life of surviving?
所以，妥拉在问我们，你可以从这种挣扎着要生存的生命光景转过来吗？
And have the faith and the courage to offer your children, your families, your work, your whole life up unto God.
然后有这样的信心跟勇气，把你的儿女、你的家人、你的工作、你生命中的一切都献上给神吗？
And the trust in God's love enough to say, "Here I am," before you even know what He will say.
然后对神的爱有足够的信任，所以甚至在他告诉你要做什么之前，因着这信任，你就可以跟他说：“神啊，我在这里。” Amen.
If not, then we do not discover God's name.
如果没有的话，我们还没有找到他的名字。
But if we do, then God reveals to us His name.
但是如果我们有，那么神就将他的名字向我们显明。
And now in this passage, God is going to give him the whole rest of his life, all in one time.
那在这一章的底下呢，神就要把摩西一生的一些概要呢，就一次跟他讲。
Which is the first encounter between him and God.
这是摩西第一次跟神的会遇。
God gives him the whole rest of his life.
但是神就把他一生要做的事告诉他了。
And in addition, down to verse 11.
然后到第十一节。
Can you read verse 11 and 12?
Okay, 我来读十一跟十二节。摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”神说：“我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。”这就是我打发你去的证据。
How do we find the strength to stand up against such giants?
我们去哪里找到这样的力量，能够抵挡极大的巨人呢？
Well, to rest assured that God Himself provides everything we need.
当然，神他会供应我们一切所需要的。
Anything we need to accomplish the task that is given by God.
要完成任务跟使命所需用的一切，都是神所给予的。
He has already provided for us.
他已经供应给我们了。
He says to Moses, "What is in your hand?"
他就对摩西说，你手中拿着的是什么？
I have a staff. I've been carrying it for 40 years.
哦，有一根杖，而且我40年来都带着的杖。
What is in your hand, Moses?
摩西啊，你手中有什么？
Whatever we need to accomplish the task that is given by God, God has and will continue to provide for.
所以为了完成任务跟使命所需要的一切，神已经供应了，而且会继续供应。
And now verse 13 and 14.
好，现在我们再来看13跟14节。摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
So now we find this is the first passage where God reveals his name.
这一段经文呢，是神首次显明他的名的地方。
Now you would expect an actual name that you could pronounce in one syllable, one word.
你或许会期待，哎，神讲他的名呢，是一个你一次就可以讲得清楚的名。
I am Bob, or I am Fred, or.
比如说，我是巴伯，我是佛莱德。
No.God's name is not like that of a man.
不，神的名字呢，跟我们人的这些名字不一样。
God's name is a sentence.
神的名字是一个句子。
I will be that which I will be.
我要成为什么，我就是什么。
Hello, I will be that which I will be. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hello, 我要成为什么就是什么的，很高兴认识你。
No, the point is, the name of God is not to be pronounced as a normal name.
不，重点是，神的名呢，不能够像普通的名字一般说出来。
In my joke, I don't mean to be disrespectful, of course.
当然了，我不是对神的名字不敬。
But there are many, many believers across the world
但是在全世界有很多的信徒他们的彼此相争
saying, you must pronounce God's name just like this.
说你这个神的名字呢你一定要念得很正确
or you must pronounce his name just like that.
好这样念或那样念
and I will teach you, I will tell you.
然后我来教你怎么念
and it must be my way.
而且呢一定要照我的方式念
thisIs that what we find here when God introduces himself to Moshe?
那当神把他自己介绍给摩西的时候是这样的吗
No, Moses, to Moses, God says, I will be that which I will be.
不,神对摩西说,我将要成为什么,我就是什么。
Now, what does that mean?
这是什么意思啊?
You don't know.
你不知道。
That's the point.
重点就是这个。
Is God like a man that you can just discover him in 5 minutes?
神跟人一样，五分钟就把他看得彻底了吗？
To think that you could discover a man in 5 minutes.
就算五分钟也没有办法完全了解一个人呢。
To think that when two people get married, from the time of their meeting to their engagement to their marriage, they know each other completely.
想说，哎，两个结婚的人从相遇、订婚、结婚，然后就可以完全认识彼此了吗
？No, there's gonna, Lord willing, be another 100 years of life together.
不，如果神怜悯的话，或许我们要活个100年来彼此相知。
Where we will discover all that which is hidden inside.
才能够发现所有神隐藏在我们内里生命的。
And yet we say together on when we get married, Hineni, here I am.
然而当我们结婚的时候呢我们也对彼此说 Hineni, 我在这里
I don't know you completely yet but I am dedicating the rest of my life to discovering you
我还没有完全认识你但是我现在要献上我自己的生命用往后的时间来认识你
And that is what God is saying to us, to Israel
所以这也是神在这里对我们对以色列所说的话
My nameis for you to know only in relationship.
我的名字只有在你跟我建立关系的时候你就会知道。
I will be that which I will be, and you will not define me.
我将要是什么我就是什么但是你没有办法限制我或界定我。
You can't write a book titled, This is Who God Is, and finish that book and put it on a shelf.
你不能够写一本书说神就是这个样子然后你把这本书读完就丢在书架上
Sorry, let me correct myself. I meant to say this is what God is. That's what I meant to say.
啊，对不起，这本书的名字呢叫做，哎，神就是这样。
God is eternal.
神是永生的，永恒的。
And we are just beginning to discover who He is.
所以呢，对于神，我们好像才刚刚又认识他。
See, my name is Yoel Ben Ovadia.
我的名字叫 Yoel Ben Ovadia.
And it means the Lord is God. I am the servant of the Lord.
我的名字的意思是主是神，而我是神的仆人。
Now that is something that I can comprehend and I can know something about my life.
那这个名字的意涵我可以了解。那因着这名字，我也得以认知我的生命要做什么。
And my wife's name, her name means many blossoms.
那我妻子的名字呢是花群，就是众多的花。
And I can hear that, and I can start to see something very profound about her life.
那从她的名字里面，我就可以看见她生命当中很深入的一些真理。
But God's name is I will be what I will be.
但神的名字是我将是什么，我就是什么。
Which means if you want to know me.
这个意思是，如果你想要认识我，
you have to live with me and in relationship.
那么你就要跟我一起建立关系，然后与我同住。
And thus God said that the sign to you will that you will bring the whole nation to worship me on this mountain.
那神对摩西说，所给予你的证据就是你要带领这所有的人在这山上来敬拜我。
Moshe will bring the whole nation to the same place through the same process of following the paradox.
那这一群人也要走过同样的过程跟经历，跟随这种矛盾的记号。
And then they must see God.
而且他们必须要看见神。
They must hear His voice.
必须要听见他的声音。
And they must say yes to the covenant of marriage that he is offering to them at Mount Sinai.
而且对神在西乃山所给予他们的这个婚约关系说，是的，我愿意。
And then he starts to give his word by which he is revealed.
然后他就开始把他的话语显明给他们。
God is only to be known within that word, and that word is given in covenant.
所以神只有在他跟他的百姓立约的这些话语当中才能够被认识。
It is within the covenant.
是在这样的约里。
That we can begin to know who are you, O wonderful and living God.
我们才可以开始来认识这一位又奇妙又真又活的神。
Eternal Master of the Universe.
他是这整个宇宙永恒的造物主。
You have entered into intimate face-to-face relationship with us.
你呢就跟他进入一个永恒的面对面的关系。
And therefore, it is only within that relationship can we start to know.Who he will be.
因此也只有在这样的关系当中，我们才能够渐渐去发现说，哎呀，神是会是怎样的一个神？
Who he is.
他到底是谁？
Just as I am only now discovering the treasures of who my wife is.
就如同现在我也才刚刚开始在发现我的妻子是何等宝贵，是何等的宝藏。
And I will enjoy that discovery for the rest of my life.
那我往后的一生也要来享受这样的宝藏。
That journey never comes to an end.
而且这样的旅程是永远不结束的。
I can never come to the finish point of discovering who this human being is.
这种发现跟探索，这个人是谁，这样的旅程是不会结束的。
And so also at the same time, I will continually be discovering who I am.
而同时在这个过程这个旅程当中，我也会不断的去发现我是谁。
For because we're made in the image and likeness of God,
因为我们是照神的形象跟样式所造。
The scripture says he has placed eternity in the minds and hearts of man.
所以经文说神把永生放在人的心里。
To see the bush burning and not be consumed,
看到荆棘焚而不毁。
And to receive the name of God,
然后来领受神的名
is to come to a point where you say, I don't know who I am, and I'm going to discover it in your face, O Lord.
就是就等同于说，我还不知道我是谁， 但是主啊，因着跟你的关系，我要开始这一条探索的旅程，来寻求你的面。
For it is where God's name dwells that He then speaks and blesses His people.
因为神的名在哪里，他就在那里对人们、对我们说话，而且赐福给我们。
To discover God's name is to discover that we will forever be discovering who He is.
所以要发现神的名，就是知道我们将这将是一辈子的功课，永永远远的不断的在发现探索的过程当中。
And that in a covenant of marriage with the living God.
而且是在一个婚约的关系当中，这个婚约是以这位与这位又真又活的神所立的。
Therefore, the Torah teaches us.
因此，妥拉教导我们
，What is true blessing that is worth pursuing？
真正值得我们追求的祝福是什么呢
？The eternal discovery of the living God，
就是能够永远的来发现这一位又真又活的神。
That is true blessing。
这个才是真祝福。
And according to Yeshua，
按照耶稣的话
，As he prayed in John chapter 17，
如同他在约翰福音十七章所祷告的。
Eternal life is to know the living God.
永生就是认识这位活的神。
And in His face we discover our eternal nature as well.
而且在神的面光当中，我们也能够知道我们永恒的生命是什么。
When we discover that treasure, which is ourselves created in His image,
当我们发现了那宝藏，也就是我们这按照他的形象跟样式所造的生命。
No eye has seen, no ear has heard the wonders and riches of that discovery.
眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听，这发现啊，这了解是何等的丰盛，何等的宝贵。
And that turns life into a magnificent adventure, even at the age of 80.
那么这就会使我们的人生成为一条奇妙无比的旅程，就算你是八十岁也是如此。
Like Moses.
就像摩西一样。